On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 29, Emalahleni 27.
As jy iets op die baie sien, stuur vir my asseblief 'n boodskap op 0848500942.
Ons begin met vanoggend se groot nuus vanuit Durban waar 5 verdagtes deur die polisie doodgeskiet is. Die groep word gesoek vir verskeie misdade, Lauren Hendricks berig.
Residents in the Besto community were woken by the sound of gunfire this morning as law enforcement teams moved in on the gang they've been tracking for months. Police say the 5 men were wanted for charges including murder and house robberies. SAPS professional spokesperson Robert Deshonda says they'd been on the run since November after opening fire on officers in Inanda. He says they acted on information about their whereabouts, which led to today's operation.
We took information and we arrived in the early hours of this morning. We announced that we are police, we are here. They shot at police. Police were left with no choice but to shoot back. And during that shootout, our suspects were shot and fatally wounded. And we so far found 4 firearms.
Lauren Hendricks, Inanda.
In ander misdaadverwante nuus, die Ekurhuleni Metro Polisie het 2 mans in hegtenis geneem en het op dwelms ter waarde van 250 000 rand in Kempton Park beslag gelê. Woordvoerder Millicent Kekana sê beamptes het opgetree nadat hulle 'n wenk ontvang het.
Further investigation led officers to a nearby premises at the corner of Willow and Park Street in Kempton Park, where the supplier was located.
Tswane se burgemeester Nasipi Moyo sê die opknapping en opgradering van die Wapperrand substasie in Pretoria Oos is 90% voltooi. Die substasie is in Julie 2021 erg in 'n brand beskadig. Die burgemeester se woordvoerder Zintle Matlati.
The upgraded substation will substantially improve supply reliability for households, schools and businesses in Equestria, Ferritlin, Lombardi, Silver Lakes, Six Fountains and surrounding areas. These improvements will reduce the risks of outages and support continued residential stability and economic activity in Pretoria.
Die departement van basiese onderwys sê die nasionale senior sertifikaat uitslae sal volgende Dinsdag in koerante gepubliseer word. Dit teenspuite daarvan dat die inligtingsreguleerder verlede week die appel genader het om te appeleer teen 'n beslissing dat matriek uitslae soos sedert 2022 op openbare platforms uitgegee word deur kandidate se eksamennommer gebruik. En nog nie uit die buiteland, Amerikaanse minister van buitelandse sake Marco Rubio vergader volgende week met deense leiers, maar gee geen aanduiding van president Donald Trump se plan om Groenland oor te neem nie. Hy het aan joernaliste gesê Trump behou die keuse van militêre optrede. Groenland is 'n strategiese geleë tussen Europa en Noord-Amerika wat dit reeds dekades lank 'n belangrike terrein vir Amerikaanse verdedigingsstelsels maak. Action al September meer nie om 10:00.